how meditation works. Meditation is an extremely simple process. It follows three distinct steps. 1. We start with a superficial, scattered mind. This is the level with which we often carry out our day-to-day chores, such as bringing the newspaper or cook the meal. It's often characterized by lots of thoughts, positive or negative, with very little control or knowledge of how they got there. If we are often in this state of mind, we will find that we are easily distracted, have difficulty concentrating, probably worry about unimportant things, and have little understanding of the real us. The second step is we then progress by virtue of our heart's concentration to deeper analytical thinking. When our mind is focused completely on one thing, we are the most efficient and purposeful in our thinking. This is the basis of the rules of time management, to be focused absolutely on one task at a time. The analytical level reveals the deepest we can go with thought. The third step, from this very deep thinking, we enter into intuitive states or revelations. I know this is right feelings or extremely vivid goals or intense creativity or spiritual dreams. When thinking stops and intuitive experience takes over, this is meditation. We call these moments ah moments. These moments are where the deepest moments of revelation and intuition are born, and we reveal our real self. The task of meditation is to enter the very focused thinking of the analytical mind, and from there the shift to the intuitive mind or heart takes place automatically. The highest experience in any endeavor is a meditation experience. Every endeavor goes through similar processes to eventually arrive at meditation experiences. If, for example, we want to become a pianist, we first have to train the body and the mind to have the correct finger technique. For a footballer, the right kicking style. For a rock climber, the right moves. So we concentrate past the superficial to the analytical mind and learn and practice as efficiently as possible. At each endeavor's upper echelon, however, there are moments where our consciousness is transported past the analytical to the intuitive or higher mind, or what we may call the heart. Examples of these intuitive or meditative moments are typically where a team works as one, a runner experiences the runner's high, a bushwalker ceases to be an observer and merges into the feeling of the forest and becomes a participant. A sports person, it's a zone. As we know already, these moments are usually memorable. When we look back on our lives, these are the moments that we recall. They're fulfilling. They are the reason we spend hours at our endeavors so we can get a few moments of meditation or ah. And they're accidental at the moment. Imagine how much better our lives would be if we could meditate at any time we chose. The seven keys to meditation. There are several key things you can do that will significantly enhance your meditation. They may seem subtle at first, but remember, meditation itself is all about cultivating the higher, subtler parts of your being. Take it from experience. Together, these seven keys will make a big difference. So please, give them a try. Key number one, find a special place. Set aside a special place that is used only for meditation. If you have a spare room, great, but it's fine to set aside a corner of your bedroom. This will be your sacred space for self-discovery, so you'll want to make it as inspiring as possible. You might like to cover a low table with a clean light cloth. Place a candle on the table and a vase with fresh flowers if possible. You may also want to light some incense. Together, these items will help create a meditative atmosphere. Key number two, prepare physically. Your spiritual journey takes place in and through your physical body. Here's how you can help prepare it for meditation. Take a shower before meditating. If it isn't possible to take a shower, wash your face and hands. Wear clean, light, loose-fitting clothes. Take your shoes off before meditating. Your feet deserve a break too. Key number three, sit relaxed and sit straight. There's no need to sit in a special yogic posture to meditate. If you can sit comfortably on a cushion on the floor, this is best. Otherwise, a meditation stool or chair is fine. The important thing is to be still and relaxed, to have your back erect, and to have the flower and candle close to eye level. People often ask if it's okay to meditate while laying down. We don't recommend it. The most likely outcome is you'll fall asleep. Always remember to begin your meditation with 6 or 7 power breaths. Long, slow, deep breaths that release the myriad of thoughts and focus your attention within. Key number four, slow and steady wins the race. In the beginning, 5 minutes of meditation a day is enough. Meditation is like an inner muscle that you are slowly but surely making stronger. If you overwork a muscle, it becomes sore. If you meditate for more than 5 minutes and feel tension in your head or get a headache, you know you've gone beyond your capacity. Try not to be concerned with expectations of what your meditation is going to do for you or what your meditation experience should be. Just steadily, soulfully, and sincerely practice and make yourself alert to the messages that will begin to arise from within. Key number five, choose the right time. Make an appointment with yourself and practice at the same time each day. Just as you feed your physical body several times a day at certain times, meditation nourishes your inner life. So set at least one special time each day for your meditation exercises. The best time to meditate is early in the morning, before you enter into your daily activities. This way, the peace you get from your meditation will permeate the rest of your day. Many people also like to meditate when they get home from work to help wash away the stress of the day. You might also want to meditate just before going to bed. This will help you to sleep more soundly. We don't suggest meditating right after a big meal. Like a bird, your inner being will be trying to fly higher, but your body will be weighing it down. So wait an hour or two before meditating. Key number six, the power of music. Music is often referred to as the language of the soul. Peaceful music of the heart will create a meditative atmosphere and tremendously enhance the quality of your meditation. Play it softly during your exercises. Merely listening to and absorbing the music will help you to feel the deep inner stillness of meditation. And key number seven is you. In the end, the most important ingredient in this whole process is you. It is you who experiences, you who is discovered, you who is the student, and you who is the real teacher, and you finally who is revealed. Remind yourself of this often, because this is the greatest gift of meditation. Faith in oneself. Highly recommended. A meditation journal is the best aid I have included to my meditation over the years. Verbalizing what you are going through and or what you are currently focusing on by writing down these self-revelations formalizes and crystallizes the most crucial process of listening to oneself. So our first meditation exercise will be with the candle flame. And this is, I believe, the most fundamental of all meditation techniques. If you are ever wondering which meditation you should do on a particular day, I would suggest you always fall back to this one, because it really does form the backbone of all of the meditations that we'll be doing. So sit yourself down at your meditation spot and light your candle and begin to focus your attention on the candle. Remember that you don't have to stare. In fact, a good method is to half close your eyes and try to feel that at this moment in time, only the candle flame exists. Imagine you are sitting right in the middle of heaven. There is infinite peace all around. This peace, however, cannot be felt by your physical senses. It can only be experienced by your heart. To open your heart to feel the peace, you need to feel the candle as the doorway to heaven, and the way you push back the door is by virtue of your heart's concentration. That is, the more intensely you can focus your attention on the candle flame, the wider the door will open and the greater the flood of peace. So now imagine that on your inward breath you are breathing that peace through the candle doorway into your heart. Feel it flowing throughout your being. You might like to imagine it like a golden energy, a golden light flowing into you. Try not to allow any other thoughts. If they come, allow them to pass by with as little attachment to you as possible and refocus your attention back to the candle as quickly as you can. When you are ready, be aware that within us there are all sorts of tensions, physical, mental and emotional tensions, due to all kinds of negative thought patterns. Our worries, our doubts, fears, these tensions become like dark little knots in our being. The wonderful thing about the peace you are breathing in is it loves to release those tensions. And so on your outward breath, just feel you are breathing out and letting go of all of your released tensions. So it's a very simple process. We're breathing in peace, that golden energy. We're feeling it flowing into our being. And on our outward breath, we're imagining that that golden energy is releasing the darkness in our lives. Let's try it by ourselves for a few moments. Thank you. Okay, we're doing great. We're more than halfway. So just for the last few moments of this meditation, just try to increase your focus. Don't worry too much if other thoughts come. Just refocus as quickly as you can back to the candle, breathing in love, breathing in peace, breathing in those good qualities, and releasing the opposites.
Okay, well done. Now just take a moment or two to relax and assimilate what you felt in the meditation. You might want to close your eyes. Take a couple of big, deep breaths. And whenever you're ready, relax and open your eyes again.